Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, January 12th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Smash Hit. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Title: The Phenomenon of Smash Hit, Beyond the Game. Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into intriguing Wikipedia articles and bring them to life with deeper insights and perspectives. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're exploring the mesmerizing world of Smash Hit, a mobile game that combines aesthetics, music, and physics in a way that subtly redefines our understanding of what a game can be. Now, if you consider yourself open-minded and someone who appreciates the intersection of technology, ethics, and the changing contours of society, this episode is for you. Smash Hit isn't just about throwing virtual balls at glass structures. It's a window into the evolving nature of gameplay design, architectural aesthetics, and perhaps even our psyche. Smash Hit was developed by the Swedish studio Mediocre and was released on March 6, 2014. The objective of the game is simple: journey through an otherworldly dimension and break crystal objects using metal balls. Yet, its simplicity is deceptive. With each level, you're drawn deeper into a realm where sound, vision, and interaction create a unified experience. Have you ever paused to think why you're mesmerized by breaking glass in Smash Hit? The enticing sound of glass shattering, the visual satisfaction of a perfect hit, the urge to keep moving forward. It's more than just dopamine at work. Reflecting on our human nature, one can't help but think about why destruction in a digital world feels so calming. Could it be that, in a world of order and predictability, Smash Hit offers an arena where we can safely embrace chaos? The game's physics engine adds layers to this immersive experience. The developers have meticulously crafted it to ensure that every hit feels authentic. It's not merely an algorithm, it's a dance between precision and randomness, allowing you to unpredictably alter the game's landscape. Have you ever wondered about the significance of perfect physics models in games? In a way, they teach us about the complexities of our own world, albeit in digital shards. But what truly elevates Smash Hit beyond mere gameplay is its symphony of visual design and music. The clarity and minimalistic beauty of endless, unfolding realms give a futuristic, almost meditative quality to the experience. As you advance, the soundtrack, which shifts seamlessly between levels, plays a pivotal role. The soundscape of the game was composed by Douglas Holmquist, a professional composer known for blending melody with atmosphere. The music doesn't just accompany the game, it is the game. Each note, each crescendo appears to urge you forward, engaging more than just your thumbs on the screen. It taps into your rhythm, into how you move, how you feel. It's an odyssey. Now, a thought-provoking question for you. In a world where time is increasingly compressed by the digital noise and where destruction often comes with consequences, what appeals to us about these little acts of virtual degradation cloaked in serenity? Is the design of such experiences a commentary on our current hyper-structured lives? Imagine this. A friend once told me how Smash Hit became a therapeutic tool during a stressful period. For them, it wasn't just a game. It was a short 10-minute escape that allowed them to regain composure in a chaotic world. These anecdotes remind us that sometimes technology and art in games intersect to provide simple yet profound breathing spaces in our daily routines. As we teeter on the edge of another level in Smash Hit, it's pivotal to realize how this game subtly challenges and smashes, pun intended, the conventions of traditional gaming. It's not about winning or losing, but about the journey, about the sensation and the immersive experience. Before we wrap today's episode, here's a little call to action for you. I invite you to revisit Smash Hit, or if it's your first time, download the game and immerse yourself in its world. As you do, reflect on the sensations, the emotions, the thoughts it sparks in you. How does breaking virtual glass echo in your own life's symphony of orderly chaos? And finally, let's embrace these virtual experiences, understanding them not just as moments of distraction, but as reflections of our own complex realities. How might such creative intersections apply beyond gaming, in education, therapy, or even the architectural designs of our future living spaces? Thanks for joining me on another journey through the expansive realm of knowledge via Wikipedia. This has been Wikipodia, the podcast that brings articles to life. Until next time, stay curious and keep smashing through the barriers of convention, both in games and in life.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Smash Hit. Thanks for listening. See you next time.